I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Therefore, today, Father, I thank you that life will flow and health and healing will manifest in our bodies in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Praise God. We're glad they're listening. We'd like to have them come on out and see us one time. Amen. All right. Raise up your Bible real high. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we do. That is how we do. Praise the Lord. All right. So I'm just going to read one verse. Okay. Out of Deuteronomy 8. Just one. And let's look at verse 18. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. Then I'm going to turn the page as quick as I can. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. Now this is, he says this. It says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." It is he who gives you power to get wealth. Amen. Amen. That he may do what? Establish his covenant. Hallelujah. So it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. All right, we see the covenant that he swore to Abraham, and we see the blessings that we see here. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, you'll see the curse as well.
That's right.
Yeah. So he shows us, it reveals it to us in his word, the very curse and the blessing that he's put on us. See, he's taken us out of the curse.
Amen.
Jesus became the curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangeth upon a tree." All right. So he became that curse. Now, that means you don't have the right to have any of that curse on you.
Amen.
You don't have that right. Jesus took it.
That's right.
You're not allowed to take it back. And the problem we have with Christians is I'm trying to take it back because I got to carry my load too.
Oh boy.
Not this place. Right on. Not here. We don't play that game. No. Listen, Jesus took it because we couldn't do it.
That's
why he had, we could not sin. We could not keep the rules and the regulations that God placed out. God knew it. God saw it. Guess what he had to do? Send somebody who could. He sent somebody who could in our place. In our place. So what did he do then? He put the curse on Jesus, nailed it to a cross, killed it, and then raised up the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
raised him up. The blessing. See, he buried the curse, but he raised up the blessing.
That's right.
Yeah. You get that? You see where we're at here? So Deuteronomy then, if you look at that 28, the curse is now buried in the ground, but now the blessing is up.
Hallelujah.
The blessing. Is seated at the right hand of the Almighty God. The blessing. Hallelujah. We are a part of the blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a covenant of blessing. Now, the devil wants to keep trying to put the curse on us. We live in a cursed earth. People wonder, why is this going on? Why is this going on? Why is that going on? Because it's not God's. It's the devil's.
That's right.
He runs this realm. But we have authority. We have control in this realm. We do. He's always trying to put it on us. What do I always say? If he tries to put something on you, give him two back. Give him two back. If he tries to put fear in you, you give him faith twice.
Right.
Amen. When he brings a thought, you bring the word twice.
Right.
Double up on him until he can't stand it.
That's right.
And maybe then, and only then, you'll see your victory.
That's right. And we will.
Amen.
And we will.
And we will. If we do not faint. In the eyes of adversity, in the times of adversity, just because the circumstance is there doesn't mean it can't change.
Amen.
Come on, it's temporary.
Right.
It is subject to you.
We are eternal.
It's subject to you. It's subject to the word that comes out of your mouth. It is subject to change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's what comes out of our mouth that causes it to change or not to change.
Amen.
Causes it to get better or causes it to get worse. I'm not under the circumstances. I'm above the circumstances. I've overcome the circumstances. Hallelujah. I like what Fred told me. He says, I'm not signing for that package that you delivered to me. That's not mine. I don't want it. Matter of fact, take it back. Creep. You know, and then kick the guy off the porch.
That's right.
He's not supposed to be there.
That's right.
It's not your package. He's not your delivery guy. Never seen this guy before. Go get the 12 gauge. No, no, don't do that. But amen. Use the word, the 12 gauge, the 12 gauge word, praise God, right? You get the word out and you tell the devil, I'm not signing for that.
That's right.
I don't receive that.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I'm redeemed from that.
Amen.
I'm free from that.
Hallelujah.
All right? So, why? So that God can establish his covenant.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he swore, he swore to our fathers. So he has to. Why? Because it came out of his mouth. Because it's eternal. The word is eternal. It has to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Whatever this thing says, you ready for this now? Whatever is in here has to be fulfilled. Has to be. And it surely will. It surely will. Hallelujah. You can bank on it. You can lay your salvation on it. It will come to pass. It will. Amen. All right. Now, and don't forget about in here where we read, don't forget about the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God has got to be what comes out of our mouth.
That's right.
Right? Fear tries to attack, and it always does. Fear will, you'll conquer fear today. It will try to come back tomorrow. Okay? It just does. You just got to conquer it every day. Conquer it every day. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer.
That's right.
You are victorious.
Amen.
You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Hallelujah. You tread on the serpent and the scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Does it hurt? Yeah, then it's the enemy. Does it hurt? Yeah, it's the enemy. Oh, see, he's easy to recognize. If it hurts, it's him. Right? If it's contradictory to the word, it's the devil. Right? Amen. He's easy to spot when you're looking.
Oh,
you mean what?
Yeah,
he's easy to spot when you're looking. Amen. You know, the military, they have a room, a clean room, where they go in and it's a full force attack on a team. Could be anywhere from 4-6 guys. And it's a buddy system. And they'll go into this building / couple rooms and they clear it. They go in, guns blazing. When they see a target, there's going to be, they trick them a lot. They'll have innocent victims that are, you know, posted. And then they'll have guys with guns look mean. And those are the ones you shoot, right? So they send this team in and they clear the building. They clear the room. They go door by door, wall by wall. They don't want to get shot. They know the enemy's in there, okay? They know there might be someone who needs saving in there, okay? So they're going in knowing they might get shot. What are they doing? They're looking. They're observant. Where's the enemy? Where's the enemy? And this is what Christians do. They walk around all their day, not even paying attention to the room that they're supposed to be clearing. And the enemy just wipes them out. Nails them. Nails them. Nails them. Now, here we are fighting for our life when all we had to do is pay attention. Pay attention. We can't go in blind.
No.
You're not going to ever talk to any Navy SEAL that's not going to tell you he's stronger than the enemy.
That's right.
He's always going to win. This is the attitude they have going in. Because if they have a defeated attitude, they get killed. What about Christians? Well, a lot of the time you see Christians go in with a defeated attitude. That dumb station that I listen to has so many commercials with a defeated attitude. And it's sad. I want to call. And somebody'd recognize my voice and then I'd be in trouble. I mean, we can't have a defeated attitude in this thing. We are at war.
Amen.
Period. Until we're out of here, we are at war.
That's right.
Then we get 7 days, or 7 years. That's years, a day, days, a thousand years. Okay, whatever. But you get seven of them, regardless, of peace and love. And with our Lord. But then what happens? We come back down here. What? And we rebuild this place. Why? Because we got to inhabit the earth.
Amen.
Then guess what happens? We go back to war. Yeah. The devil has another uprising and a bunch of knuckleheads follow him because he's so deceptive.
Yes, he is.
The things that are going on out here in this world today that these people think would blow your mind.
I know.
You're like, how can they think that?
Really?
That's not natural.
What?
2 + 2 = 5?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But when you're taught it, and 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 you're taught it, you believe it. Because some authority figure is telling it to you.
Yeah.
And you begin to believe it. That's why we have to stay with the mind of Christ. We have to stay clear, right?
Yeah.
We got to clear every room we go into. Clear every day of our life. When we're going through a day, we got to clear that day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What happened here? Okay, we're going to fix that. Where am I going? Thank you, Father, that where I go, you go also. I thank you that you go before me. Glory of God, my rear guard. Thank you, Lord. Whatever scriptures you need, right? Because you are going into the battlefield. You're going into the battle. When you leave your house, you're now in the battlefield. See, they're not allowed in your house. You don't allow it. Right? You don't allow the enemy in your house. That's your sanctuary. That's your home. There's only a couple people that live there. You, your family, and the Holy Ghost, or God, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. They live there with you. The enemy is not allowed in your house.
No way.
Right? He's not allowed. He'll try to get in. He does. He tries to get in. What do? Well, we lock the doors.
Oh, yeah.
We lock the doors, you know, we lock the windows, you know. We, you know, the natural mind, right? Natural mind. But the spirit realm is something totally different. When it's the spirit realm we're dealing with, we have to use the Word of God.
Amen.
It can only be the Word.
That's right.
We anoint the walls with oil. We cast the demons out.
Amen.
We put the Word of God on it.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how we battle. Because they're not allowed in our house.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
But when we leave the house, we're now walking into their realm, into their territory.
Right.
Guess what? You've got a target on your back. You've got a target on you that says, that guy, Gene, is not with us. Okay, Gene, I know that guy is not with us. Why? Because look at him. He looks like God, created in God's image. And after his likeness, that looks like God. That's not that. Nope. Can't have that guy. They target you. Amen. So we've got to be alert. As I guess that's where I'm trying to get to. Stay alert every day. Stay alert every day. As you go, have the Lord go with you. Hallelujah. Let him go before you,
amen.
Which he'll do.
He's always
amen. All right. Now I got to get out of Deuteronomy.
Okay.
So let's bounce over to Genesis.
All right.
Genesis 1. Glory.
Glory.
Woo. I finally made it out there. I almost didn't. I almost went back into it. All right. Now we're going to read this again. I know we've read this before. We're going to read this again. It's Genesis chapter 12. I said 1, didn't I?
One.
I meant 12.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Say goodbye to the jacket. See you, Jacket. All right. Genesis chapter 12. We've read this already. We're going to read it again. And starting verse 1 says, Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. All right. Stop right there. He just gave him a list, right?
Yep.
We've got to stay alert.
Amen.
Okay. We must stay alert. He said what? Get out of your country. Okay. I can check that one off. Ching.
Yeah.
Okay, away from your family. Okay, I can check that off. Ching, right? Get down to the nitty gritty. Get specific. I know I completed his list.
Yeah.
There is a freedom when you know that you've done what God said to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A freedom beyond belief because you were obedient.
Absolutely.
To the Lord, to the letter. To the letter. Amen. He says, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Bless you. Empower you to prosper. I will empower you. I'll make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Uh-oh. And I will curse him who curses you. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So I am blessed.
Amen.
I am blessed.
Blessed.
Why? Because God said so. Because why? Because God said so. I'm blessed because God said so. I remember the Lord my God. God wants me to prosper. I must know that and understand that and believe that. I have to believe it. If I don't believe it, I'll never get it. I'll never receive it. It will never happen for me if I don't believe it. Right? So I must believe it. Why? He wants to establish his covenant. Amen. The covenant of what? Of blessing. See, he doesn't want to establish a covenant of curse. It's already there. As a matter of fact, anybody who curses you shall be cursed. Don't mess with God's kids.
That's right.
Don't mess with God's kids. Now, the earth hasn't figured that out yet. You don't mess with God's kids. God will raise them up in a way that you will know, oh, God did that. Yeah, that had to have been God on their side, right? That's what God does, see? So that all can see the covenant you have with your Father. Amen. So God blesses us so that we are a blessing to others.
Hallelujah.
We are empowered to prosper so that we can empower others to prosper. Blessed to be a blessing. Amen. We have a covenant of blessing. So God blesses me so that I can bless others. Not so I can hoard it up, store it up. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have a good retirement. You have to have a good retirement. You have to have something set as a retirement for yourself. It's a smart thing to do, just as it's smart to drive your car with your seatbelt on. Amen? Okay? We prepare for, the Word tells us, we prepare for, as if we're going to be on this earth for the rest of our lives, forever. We prepare for it, and yet we could get zapped out of here tomorrow. So we don't live like, you know... Remember the Halley's Bob Comet people and all these different people that have had these big groups that have killed themselves.
Yeah.
One thing that they all did, well, not all of them, most of them did, was they went out and got loans and bought nice, fancy, shiny cars and spent all kinds of money that was not theirs because they borrowed this and they borrowed that. And guess what? Their God never came. Now they're stuck. Now they're stuck with all these loans and all these things that they now have to pay off, which they can't pay for.
You've got to do it.
See, it's we prepare for eternal, that we will be here, even though we may be out tomorrow. Okay, but we prepare. Amen. It's wisdom. That's what I always got from my dad. It's wisdom to have a good retirement plan set up. It's wisdom, right, to store some things up, not on your gluttonous. Not to be gluttonous, right? But we store it up for reasons, right? Kids may need it. How many of you got kids? I don't care how old they are. I was in my daddy's pocket. I'm still in his pocket. Your kids never leave you. They're always going to be there. They will always be your children, and you will always bless them. And our Father God is no different. We are always going to be in our Father's pocket. Thank you, Lord. But hallelujah. But see, we don't just bank on that. We've got to set wisdom out. Let wisdom guide and direct us. You don't just go buy every stock you see. You get wisdom from God.
That's right.
You do some research on that stock before you buy into it, right?
That's
Amen.
Right.
We're not just throwing money. I like we're not just bucket plunkers. You know, when we tithe, we're putting our faith out in that tithe. When we give an offering, we're putting our faith out in that offering, right? We are looking as an offering as for return.
Amen.
As 100-fold, 30, 60, 100. I'll take 30. Fine. 30's good on a fold return. Yeah. If I give you a dollar and I get 30, good deal. That's a pretty good profit. I'll take it. Amen. So we use our faith when we sow. We use our faith when we tithe, even though we are to be obedient in the tithe. We're doing it because God said to. And that's the most That is the freeing thing right there. Every time I come in here that I can tithe, and when I do, and I know I'm doing it properly, I'm free.
Amen.
The day I don't tithe is the day I feel bound.
Yep.
And is the day that the devil will bind you up. That's the day he'll try to get a hold of you. Bring your tithe. He said, bring it, bring it. Didn't say send it. Didn't say throw it. He said, bring it. That means he wants you there just as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wants you taken care of. Amen. We are blessed to be a blessing. Praise God. I'm going to tell you a little story real quick. Lord. So the Lord saved my life the other night. It was about 10. I was cleaning my mower. I had mowed. I had to mow. And the grass was really wet. And so my zero turned. So I had it up on these... They're car ramps, basically. You drive up on, right? And they're just little ramps. And I was kind of on a hill because I had to kind of get up underneath there, right? And I'm up under there scraping it out and everything, getting all the nasty grass out of there. And I get it all out of there. And then I go grab my hose, you know, and I'm, you know, hosing her down underneath there and everything. Not really realizing that I've created a mess. Because it was really dark. I couldn't really see much. I had my spotlight on, but and I had my flashlight down here, but I was really just looking under the mower. Well, I stood up. My right foot went out from underneath me, and I landed on the metal post of my mower, right here, with all my weight. And I'm not skinny, for the people that are not here. It should have broke a rib. Should have broke a rib. The enemy was there. He was wanting to take me out. I was all by myself. My wife was at work. No one around. I couldn't scream. Couldn't breathe. Could have broke a rib, shoved it through my lung, through. I wouldn't have been able to get up, move, nothing. Didn't have my phone with me. It was in the house. So here I am, laying on the ground. I can't breathe. And I just got up. I just got up. I don't know how, but I got up. And all I said was, thank you, Lord. I could have killed myself. I mean, I came down with all my weight. The mower's about, here's where the post is. Right about here, and it went dead center right here. My God saved me. And I thank God for that. And that was the first thing that came out of me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my life.
Lord.
That was the first thing came out of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Because had he not been there, yeah. I would not be here.
That's right.
So I tell you people, God is with us. He's on our side. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us.
Yeah.
He is for you.
Yeah.
He's not against you. Amen. And the enemy is always out there to try to cause you to slip, to stumble, to break a rib, whatever it is he's trying to do. But our God is there to save us.
That's right.
No different than Peter getting out of the boat and beginning to sink. But he called out to the Lord and he saved him. Hallelujah. And even though we might be in the wrong or be in fear, our God will save us.
Amen.
He will rebuke.
Yeah.
As he did with Peter. Oh, ye of little faith. Why did you doubt? What's wrong with you? You just walked on water. Now all of a sudden you can't? I mean, think about that for a minute now.
Yes.
He's walking on water, but now all of a sudden he can't. Why? Fear came.
That's right.
Fear came.
Yeah.
See, he could, but fear came.
Yeah.
That caused him to be in the can't zone. Mm-hmm. Understand? Amen? All right. Whew. All right, there's some things about prosperity. Number one, God's house is always first.
Yes.
Amen? Number one, God's house is first.
Amen.
Not your house, not your kid's house, not that big steak dinner over there you're looking good at. Amen. Not turkey, whatever you like. Amen. I'll take steak. It is always God's house first. Go to Proverbs 3. God's house first. And if we follow this, we will always stay prosperous. God's house must be first. All right, Proverbs 3. there's some, I love this chapter. It's one of my favorites. It's all beat up in here. All right, Proverbs 3, let's just do verse 9 for now. I don't have time to preach. Proverbs 3, verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions. Honor the Lord with what? My possessions. I was the only one person said anything on that. I mean, what happened? Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase.
That's right.
With what? With the first fruits of all your increase. God is first. God is first. First with what? With all. Your increase. With all. Honor the Lord with your possessions. And with the first fruits of your increase. If we'll do that, we will remain prosperous.
Amen.
We will. Amen. All right. And you can read on. You need to read the whole thing. It's great. I just don't have time. You can read on chapter verse 10. I got to read verse 10. Come on. Let's read verse 9 again. We'll go right into 10. You ready? Honor the Lord with your possessions. Excuse me, and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty. Hallelujah. And your vats will overflow with new wine.
Amen.
All right. So he wants us to have plenty.
Yes, he does.
What is plenty? Plenty is more than enough to meet every need without exhausting any supply.
Yes.
That is plenty. My cup runneth over. That's plenty. Have you ever said that to anybody when you get, hey, do you want some cheese on that salad? And they start grating it out and you say, oh, that's plenty.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, wait a minute. Simmer down with the cheese. Oh. Right, that's plenty. You know, you know, they always say when, plenty. All right. See, what do you mean when? We need to get in the mind frame of plenty. Plenty. Hallelujah. Not in the mind frame of when will I have plenty. I am plenty. I have plenty. Hallelujah. It's not when. See, because faith is now. Ha ha. See? Ha ha. Cha-ching. All right. But he wants you see this. You see this. You see this. Make God's house first, and then God wants you to have plenty. Your barns will be full. Your bank account will be full.
Yes,
see,
right.
Your bills will be paid off. Why? Because you have plenty. You have plenty. Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy 26, man, that's an old one. We used to say that all the time. Yes, of your brother, yes. Deuteronomy chapter 26, start in verse 1. It says, and it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
Yes, yes.
Remember what he said to Abram? Get out of your country. To a land that I show you.
Yes.
We've got to be obedient to God, don't we?
Yes.
It says, and it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as it is this as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that ye shall take some of the first of the produce of the ground, which you shall bring for your land, the land that he gave us, right?
Yes.
That you shall bring for the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide.
All right.
Our God told us to come here. Our God chose this building for us as Faith Christian Center. Our God did. My mom and dad don't just happenstance do things.
That's right.
They pray, they ask for wisdom, God gives them direction, and then they obey.
That's right.
So God put us here for a reason. I thank God for that. This is a beautiful blessing. We have full freedom of this building, and no one else is allowed to come in here without our permission.
Amen.
Wow, we have a kitchen. That works.
Glory, yes.
Hallelujah. We have bathrooms that work.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We are blessed.
Amen.
Yeah, the rent's rent and it's up there a little bit, but and they increased it $125 from last year. But it's still ours.
It's ours.
Even though we don't have the deed, right?
Yes.
We have this is exclusive to us. See, that's how God wanted it to be. He wanted it that way. Because if you think about it, it's ours. If you want to really look at it that way. And I do. Because God chose this building for us, therefore he abides here.
Amen.
Because he abides here, we come here with our first fruits of all our increase. We put it in the basket that the Lord told us to come to.
Yes.
And because of that, God's house is first.
Amen.
Because God's house is first, we have plenty.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We've got to get in a plenty state of mind.
Amen.
A plenty state of spirit. A plenty state of heart. We are plentiful.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Plentiful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are blessed.
Amen.
God empowers you, he says, to prosper, right? He empowers you. So we need to thank God for that empowerment.
Amen.
Right? Thank God for it. Thank you, Father, that you empower me to prosper. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that I have plenty, that my barns are full, my bank account is full, my mortgage is paid in full, my bills are paid in full. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
See, this is what, when I was going through my first, my dad was training me on paying bills properly, getting out of debt, and this, that, and the other. And we would write on each bill, PIF. PIF. Paid in full. I got to a point that every bill was eventually what? Paid in full. Why? Because I was writing it down. Because I was speaking it. Because I was attempting to get it done. I didn't take the big ones and pay a little bit. I took the little one and paid that. See, when you have five bills and you got three big ones and two little ones, and you pay the little ones, now you've only got three. It's a frame of mind. It changes your way of thinking. You're like, wait a minute. If I can pay those two, I can pay this one too. And then you go after the next one that's right, the smallest, right? And you go after it. And you PIF it every time you send that payment. PIF. Write it down in the memo. PIF. Or let them know what it means. Put it in the memo. Paid in full. How you like that one? Yeah, but you still owe $3,000. Paid in full. How you like, you know, I got plenty. Amen. Get me fired up. All right. God's house must be first. Oh, I just don't have any time. Let's go to Haggai.
Okay.
Haggai.
Yeah.
Haggai. If I can find you.
Yeah,
there you go. I always go right past it. All the time. Come here, you. Where'd you go? See, I did it again. There we go. Got it. Ah. All right. Haggai, praise God, start in verse 3. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 3. Amen? Y'all there? Ready to go? Not yet? Okay. Verse 3, here we go. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Is it time? Is it? I'm not lying in ruins. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's right.
I refuse.
There's never a time.
That's
right.
I refuse to lie in ruins.
Amen.
No, my God brings me up above. See, he puts me on top.
That's right. Above only.
I'm not under ruins.
Amen.
That's right. I'm on the top. Amen. It's not time for me. Verse 5. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Yes.
And this is what I was talking about daily, being mindful, right? Keeping your eyes out to clear your day, clear your walk, clear whatever's going on. Be alert.
That's right.
Be steadfast and immovable, watching for the enemy. Watching for him. He wants to take you out. Don't give him an opportunity. Don't get yourself in a position where he can get a hold of you. Hallelujah. But thank God that if he does, we can call out and Jesus will save us. Amen. We're going forward. He says, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Ouch. Ouch. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains to bring wood and build the temple that I may take pleasure in it. And be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. In other words, we're taking care of our own house and not God's, is what he's saying. Verse 10, therefore the heavens above, you will withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land of the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, and whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock and all the labor of your hands. And all. You know, I'm tired of labor. I am. I'm tired of labor. I want to be able to every day say, my God did this. My God blessed me there. My God did that. I got to tell you what God did for me kind of thing, right? I want to go everywhere I go and tell people what God did for me today and what he did for me yesterday. And I'm going to tell you what he's going to do tomorrow because, see, I got my faith out there.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I want. I don't want to work. Not that I don't want to work, right, mind you, okay? I work. I work hard. I work. It's just how I am. But I don't want to work for a living, right?
That's right. We're living for
God. I don't want to work for a living. I want God to supply my needs, and I want to preach his word.
That's right.
I want to be free to go wherever I want to go and preach his word.
Yes.
Amen? And any time of day. And whatever why? Because I want to be free for him to say, go here. Okay, I can go. Right. Hey, there's one of your parishioners. You can talk to him for more than 5 minutes now.
Yeah.
Right? It's right. Amen. God wants to see, that's bondage.
Yeah.
When I have to say, I'm sorry, I got to go. I got to get to work. That's bondage.
Yeah.
Man don't work, man don't eat. Give me a break.
Come on, not for us.
What we work for is the Lord.
Amen.
Everything we do is unto the Lord.
We do everything unto the Lord.
It's for him that we do what we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to work so that I can put wages into a bag with holes. So what do I do? I always put God's house first. Always put his house first. The most important is God's house.
Amen.
We take care of God's house. God takes care of our house. This is the right. This is the way it goes. We take care of God's house. We take care of God's leaders, God's men and women. We take care of them. And God will take care of us. I promise you. Because his word says so. I can promise it because I believe his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He promised.
That's right.
You know, he promised. And nice thing about him promising, he's able to perform it.
Yeah, he will.
I could promise and maybe fail you. Right? I could promise you, but as a man, I may fail you. But my God, who promises, is also able to perform.
That's right.
He can't fail.
That's right.
He can't fail.
That's right.
He said he'd do it, he'll do it.
He'll do it.
Right? Amen. He'll do it. Praise God. And we're going to have to stop because now we're going to get from here, from first God's house, then second family.
All right.
We make sure our family is taken care of.
That's right.
Okay? We don't leave them out in the cold.
Right. Amen.
Right? I hear of people, oh, who was this guy that died? Dog Nabbit. Real wealthy dude. Billionaire dude. Anyway, he denied that his daughter was his daughter all her life. Denied it. $1 billion man. Didn't leave her a dime. Now, I'm going to tell you, he's probably dealing with some things. If he's in heaven, he's really dealing with some things. If he's in hell, woof, he's, yeah. But I mean, whether is my blood daughter or just my stepdaughter, so what? So what? This guy that's brutal to do to your child. That's brutal. But see, that's a man. See, that's not God. See, that's a man. That's a despising, hateful man, right? And guess what? He can't take it with him either.
Nope.
Guess where that money is? It's still here.
Naked he came in.
Yeah. Ashes, dust to dust. Peace out. This is where we're at here, ladies and gentlemen. Why wouldn't we take care of our family?
Amen.
When we have it to give, we give. We give. You know, it's required of us.
Amen.
You know, to leave, the Bible says, an inheritance to our children's children.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not there yet where I can leave an inheritance to my children's children. I want to still be able to leave an inheritance to my children so I can make it to get to their children.
Yeah.
At this time in my life, I'm not at the plenty. But by faith, I'm at the plenty.
Amen.
And by that day, I will be able to leave an inheritance to my children's children.
Right.
That day will come. Because God said it. And it's my heart to do it.
Amen.
And amen. And I know that would be yours as well.
Yeah.
We want our kids blessed. And remember, we're just natural people. Human beings. This is God Almighty who's got it all set up for you and I.
Yes.
To be plenteous. A covenant of blessing. Being blessed to be a blessing. So that we can say, I'm blessed because my God blesses me. Therefore, I want to bless you.
That's right.
And let me tell you what God can do for you. You think about that for a minute. When you, there's a stop that I have. I might have told you this story. There's a stop that I have. And every time I go to this one stop, I have to go around this Fulton Road over there by the freeway. Get on back on 70 East to go to my next stop. And it's just a routine that I do every month. And sometimes I have a couple stops in that area, so it'll do it more than once. Well, every time I do it, there's this one corner that I go, and there's this guy. Yeah. Got his sign up. Please help me. And I saw one day he had his military hat on. He had an army hat. And so just instinct. You know, I'm an instinctive kind of person. Bless him. You got change right there. I didn't have any dollar bills. I had change. And so I just grabbed all my quarters. It's like 4 or 5 quarters, or bucks in quarters. And I was like, hey, you know, because the light's going to turn green. So I give him the quarters, this, that, and the other. He says, God bless you. I said, well, God bless you too, man. You know, I'm off and running, right? So I go by, and this guy was white. I go by, and I've hit this guy probably now. I mean, I started it in May. So I've probably hit this guy maybe a total of 10 times. And every time I've gone by, I've been led by the Spirit to give him what I've got. So last time I was there, time before last that I was there, here he was again. All I had was a 5. I didn't have any change, but I had a $5 bill. So I got in there, boy, I got my $5 bill out because the Lord told me to do it, you know. And I take care of my veterans. I just, who I am. Anyway, that's how I was raised. So roll my window down. Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, God bless you. He waves me down now as I'm going by. Because my van, you can't miss my van. When he sees me coming, he stands up. Hey! He's ready. He knows what I'm getting ready to do. What? I'm getting ready to bless him. I'm getting ready to bless him. Why aren't we this way with our God?
Amen. He's waving to
me. Hey, I want to bless you. Come running. If that guy could run, he would. So I went by. This is the last time I went by. It wasn't there. It was a colored gentleman. I've never seen this guy there. And I've been there from May all the way through now. It's August. Every month. Never seen this guy there. And instantly, the Lord's like, you going to give to him? And I thought to myself, well, it's not him. See my routine. See, it wasn't him. It wasn't my norm, right? And so the Lord said, you going to give to him? Well, yeah, Lord. Yeah, you know, so I jump right in there. I had $3, man. I get it out. Hey, man, God bless you, he says. God bless you. He spoke a blessing upon me.
Yeah.
I gave all that I had.
Yeah.
Every time I go by, I give all I have.
Yeah.
But think of that now. He sees me coming. The other guy waves when he sees me coming. I know I'm getting blessed by this guy. I know he's going to bless me. That is how we are with our God. I know my God is going to bless me. I know he wants me blessed. He wants me prosperous. He wants me to build goodly houses. He wants me to have plenty in my home and in my barns and plenty and multiply my livestock, multiply my silver, multiply my gold, my diamonds, my everything. He wants me multiplied.
That's what he's saying, man.
He said it. I believe it.
That's right.
I receive it.
And you
praise God.
Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I went a little bit over. Sorry about that. Praise God. We're going
to
go just one more time in this. And I will get it done next week, okay? I'm just going to go one more time because we've got to talk about we are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
So it's time to begin to get generous. Amen? Generous, right? All right. Lift your hands. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, mighty God. That it is your good pleasure to prosper us. Hallelujah. I thank you for that covenant, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
of prosperity that is upon each and every believer in this house today. And I thank you that, Father, all will see and know that it is our God who has blessed us. I thank you that we're blessed to be a blessing. I thank you that we have more than enough to meet every need without ever exhausting our supply. And I praise you, mighty God, that all we have is paid in full in Jesus' mighty name. As we go this week, Father, I thank you for your protection. Let your angels be encamped and guarding us all day and all night as we go. We give you glory and honor, and all of God's people said, amen. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a blessed week.